Yes, indeed, Kenny. And, you know, with you last time, a couple of good situations developing for finals day tomorrow, and one of them is the 800 metres. And I was talking about heat winners, and that was Darren McBrady back in the sport, and very happy about that. And he won his heat. And also we had a one from Mark English, as you would anticipate, a defending champion over 800 metres. And then just when I left you, it was on track at the time, Carol Griffin from Donegal Town from Chicano, runs with UCD, of course, a student there. He won his heat as well. So three guys winning heats here from the Donegal area and in the 800 metres. So that's something to look forward to tomorrow. And since that, we had Danny Moody from Letterkenny. He came through his heat in the 1500 metres. He's in the final. And then we had a massive, massive, massive battle from Anne-Marie McGlynn from Letterkenny Athletic Club. She was in the 5000 metres. And Lord save us, she really battled. She had nothing in her head, only to get herself a medal, and all going to be about the colour of the medal. And well, Emma Mitchell from Belfast Queen's University, she won it. She was an outright winner, no problem there. But the battle then was between a Kerry girl called Shauna Heaslip, who recently ran alongside Anne-Marie at a European Cup meet that we were at a few weeks ago in Finland. And they battled over that last 600 metres, and Anne-Marie just got up on the line for the silver medal. But I have to say, it was a great battling performance from both of them, which Anne-Marie won, and her time ran about 16:34. So that was a good news story indeed there. And out on the track just about 15 or 20 minutes ago, an interesting situation. Now, young Aaron McGlynn, who's been injured for maybe 18 months right now, and just trying to make his way back into the sport and trying to make his way into competitive. Such a talented young man who competed for Ireland in Youth Olympics and underage championships and youth championships and all that. And everybody had so much admiration for him. And focus on how he would develop. But injury, of course, got in the way. But now he's back. And today he ran a 400 metres on that journey back. And he ran a 49.83. So, you know, that would indicate to me. And I just was impressed with the way he handled the race and the way he, with men. And he's only 17 years of age, how he handled the situation, how he reacted off the bend, how he reacted off 200, you know, just... He won't be in the final tomorrow, but he was in Brian Gregan's heat. But the bottom line is he was so assured of himself, and his confidence will be driven through the roof by how he handled it. And that's just the words that were spoken when he finished. But look, that was good news as well. So that's where we're at. And it all began with Sinead McConnell with that Irish Masters record, one of many Masters records that she has nicked in this year. She was in a senior competition, of course, today, but she had her own personal target and she did extremely well. And Kate McGowan, we mentioned her, she's on the track tomorrow defending her 400 metre hurdles title. She's with Tyrconnell Athletic Club. So we've got a lot of things to look forward to tomorrow. On the track at the moment is 5000 metre heats, and about another hour to run of this programme today. But tomorrow it's going to be final day, and we look forward to that. So that's kind of where we're at. Those three guys in that 800 metres. Kate McGowan, we look forward to that. And Danny Mooney in that 1500 metres. And Anne-Marie getting that medal today. Anne-Marie McGlynn, that is. And I'm just looking down my list here to see did I miss anything. But I don't think I did, actually. So I think that's pretty much where we're at today. And young Crawford, Gareth Crawford from Lifford Man, currently competing in the javelin. And there is an expectation that he might grab a medal. He may not win it, but he may grab a medal because he is a developing, very, very talented young javelin thrower. So he's in the javelin at the moment, but I'm bringing news of him tomorrow. So that's where we're at.